you got a chance recently to sit down with Coach Sutton a little bit. I know Larry talked a little bit about that. And, you know, Johnny Carson, we gave this before you, but yeah, close. Johnny Carson, when a comedian would come on and they would do a good job, he'd give them the old, hey, good job. And every comedian wanted that. Every coach that comes to Oklahoma State wants the nod from Eddie Sutton. What was that like, and do you think he got the nod?
You know, I think I got it once I started talking about defense. Not before. You know, I was talking about recruiting, and he was okay with that, and, you know, our offensive philosophy and our schedule. And when I start talking about defense, he kind of lit up, and he set up a little bit more straight in his chair, was a little bit more attentive. And then I really got the nod when I told him about maybe bringing back the defense on the back of the shirt. So he's really excited about maybe us to have an opportunity to do that.
One thing I really admired from our first conversation as you being the head coach was when we asked you about the young men that were going to explore the NBA, and obviously one of them being Juwan Evans. And you said without hesitation, now as a guy going, knowing if Juwan Evans comes back, we're an immediate player. We may be anyway, and we're going to bring some guys in, and we're going to work. But if he's on this roster, we are immediately viable. You said he needs to go explore that, and I do want him to do what's best for him. And that, in that moment, to be able to be that quickly thinking ahead of what's best for those kids, that's obviously that's a very mature. You're not a mature coach yet. But that's a very mature approach to it. And I know there's a lot of people, certainly those kids are going to appreciate you've got their best interest in mind all the time.
Yeah, you got to talk the talk and walk the walk. I mean, you can't go into those kids' living rooms and tell their parents to their faces that you'll always have their best interest at heart and that you're always going to try to help them achieve their goals. And then the moment they have the opportunity to do so, you turn your back and say, no, we need to do what's best for me and our program. And again, what's best for our program will always be a high priority. But making sure that our guys are getting the right information or putting themselves in position to make those decisions based on the facts, not my opinion, not their own opinion, but the opinion of the decision makers at that level is always going to be very important. And I hope that encourages other young men to know that they can trust that we will have their best interests at heart, no matter what the circumstances are. Regards to our program.
Another thing that you did that I thought was very, very interesting and obviously very intentional, and that was filling out your staff. Now, it wasn't quickly with obviously the hiring of Lamont Evans. We saw again your expression of value of what you think of him as a coach and how valuable he'll be to the program and how interchangeable you two could be. But you waited on the third assistant, and you just made that hire. We just found that out. Tell us a little bit about him, and tell me how deliberate were you in making sure this, the final piece of the puzzle, was the guy that you needed.
Well, we're not all the way home yet. It's still, you know, we're in the final stages of that part of the process. But again, the most important thing, and I said this in my initial press conference, was at every single position in our staff, we want the best person possible. And I could not imagine losing Coach Evans from day one. And so for about a week and a half, I don't think I talked to another coach. And I was back and forth between Coach Holder's office and Coach Evans' office trying to figure out how we could meet and get a deal done. And again, he was a hot commodity. He was being pulled at in a lot of different directions because he's proven that he can be a very vital part of a successful staff. So after we got him done, then our focus was trying to get a guy who had been head coach before. And again, you know, fortune gave us the opportunity to bring Coach Cooper here. He was somebody who I'd known for a really long time. And then, you know, there's still that final piece that we got to figure out. Recruiting's a big deal. The relationship part and how to fit with the rest of the staff is crucial. So as we kind of get towards finishing this deal, I try not to get too ahead of myself because crazy things happen in business. And so you want to make sure that all the T's are crossed and the I's are dotted before you go all the way in. But I feel like we're going to have a really, really dynamic staff, one that's going to be very, very beneficial to our players.
Tell us about Coach Fry.
Again, I don't have a whole lot of details at this point because, you know, nothing's final.
Okay.
But as we as we get it finished, we'll revisit that.
I got
that
you.
Here over
okay.
The next,
a little ahead of myself there on that one. Okay. All right. I should have read that story a little closer. But okay. So obviously the staffs continue to come together. You're doing all of that. Talk about, you guys know now there, you guys, we saw it earlier today, the release of the schedule coming up, Pepperdine. That's the number one out of the gate.
Yep.
Going to be part of an interesting tournament that could take you back to Brooklyn. I know how great that would be for you, right?
Yeah, I will. Now, it's not that it could, it will take us back. We'll play two games. We'll play Pepperdine, who's a program that's continuing to get better. I know their coaches really well. And then Old Roberts, who's in a little bit of a transition period now, but I've got a really, really good coach, and Coach Mills over there now. And then we'll go play two of three opponents up in the Barclays, which, you know, something I've actually been able to experience before. So hopefully that experience will help. We got a pretty good win when we had Stephen F. Austin in there. Should have had two. And then that kid from Notre Dame who didn't score for 3 months tipped in the basket at the buzzer to beat us. Otherwise, we've been playing in Sweet 16. But, you know, it's a great opportunity for our guys. Some of our guys have probably never been to New York City.
Mm-hmm.
So have the opportunity to take them back. And obviously it's special to me because I grew up there knowing how much basketball means in that city.
You told us in several interviews and again in your press conference that not necessarily the dream, but always preparing for these opportunities. You know, I talked to Coach Holder quite a bit over the last few weeks after the hire and leading up to the hire and after the hire. And he said that once he had made that decision, Oklahoma State had named you the head coach. He said, because I had asked him, at what point when Coach Boynton walked in, did you go, this is the guy? He goes, it wasn't then. It was throughout the course of the season, seeing how he interacted with these guys and some of the things that he saw –